Good morning, everyone. 9:20 straight up. The Mary Griffith Show underway, brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. Coffee weather is back. I've been having iced coffee, and now I can turn back to regular coffee. Whether you want the Extreme Blend, the Kona Blend, the Colombian Supreme, the Highlander Grog, whatever coffee you want, Harvest Ridge has a coffee flavor for you. Get it delivered to your office, just as we do here at the Radio Ranch, or pick it up at your local grocery store, or while you're out and about, have it at your local convenience store. Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. Katie Kimber is here, and she's dressed up in a pretty bow. She's got bows on her ears today. She's like a package coming in to celebrate the United Way. We're going to start off with a very successful program, and that is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Every child in Adams County, I think it's six and under.
It's five, up until their fifth birthday.
Up until their fifth birthday, so five and under. Can get a book mailed to them. And everybody loves to get mail. Kids don't get mail.
Nope.
So they can get their very own book mailed to them. And if you've got four kids in your family under five, you can get four books mailed to your house. They won't be the same book either. And this has really taken off. Congratulations to the United Way for sponsoring this. This is absolutely free of charge. And it goes right at the heart of one of your platforms, which is increasing literacy, increasing success for students as they start out. So tell us how the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is changing our lives.
Well, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is definitely changing lives. It is a fantastic program. I mean, we've all seen the studies about what early literacy can do for children. And I'm really excited. I know we're not going to see any impact this year or next year, but the school testings in the next 5 to 10 years, when these birth to five-year-olds now are in school and they're taking standardized testing, I'm hoping we're going to see a lot of impact there, because we all know the impacts of early literacy. It helps them later on, especially in school, but it also is a good opportunity for the parents to really connect with their child, sitting down every day, disconnecting from all technology, and sitting down and reading with their kids every day. It's a great bonding program for the parent-child relationship, but also for the child in general going forward.
Well, I just had to buy a baby shower gift for my new little nephew, great nephew, actually. And the great thing about that was I looked at books and I'm like, well, a baby can't read, but mom and dad can read to the baby. So I picked out a book. It was made out of like heavy cardboard, you know, heavy stock. And it had this little worm, and you could put your finger in the worm.
That's
and
so fun.
You were reading the book, but your finger was moving. Now, again, you know, a three-month-old, they're not going to be able to comprehend it, but they're hearing the spoken word. Their eyes are focusing on the wiggly worm. You are bonding with them. They are learning that this is time together with mom and dad. This is great. And, you know, again, we know that kids love to read the same book over and over and over again. And so with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, from infants who must be read to, all the way up to those kids that are just at their fifth birthday, that's it. They're out of the Dolly Parton program. But if they stay in that program, they'll get 60 books over 60 months, and they'll have their own personal library, and it will be different than their brothers and sisters because they change the books all the time, and they're all age appropriate. And just think of the books you can have in your family library that can be read over and over and over again to the young ones.
Yeah, it is a fantastic program, and I know the last book that they give them before they graduate from the program is Off to Kindergarten. The first one is The Little Engine That Could. That's the introduction book. And the last one is Off to Kindergarten. So it is a bunch of really high quality books. I know we were going through the book list the other day, and there's adaptations of books that I know I read when I was a child. That if you give a mouse a cookie and the... Oh, what was the caterpillar book?
The Hungry, Hungry
yes.
Caterpillar.
There's an adaptation of that book, and there's two bilingual books every year as well, which I think is very, very important.
So you can sign up for that. If your family is bilingual,
yep.
And if you're struggling, you know, if you're Spanish-speaking at home, but you want your kids to learn English so they can be part of an American citizenship and society, it's very critical that you still read to them. But this is a way that mom and dad can also practice their English skills.
Yeah, and I remember hearing recently they had mentioned that some of the books that they can come in Braille as well. So it's a very inclusive program. And make sure we are really catering to all children. And I think that's really amazing.
Now, the thing of it is, it's absolutely free. There's no reason not to sign up for it. Every child in Adams County, every child under the age of 5 up until their 5th birthday is eligible. But you have to be proactive. You have to actually sign up. They're not going to just send you a book. You have to ask to be part of the program. It doesn't matter how many kids you have in your family. If they're 5 and under, you'll get a book for every child every month. So, Katie Kimber, how do we make it happen?
So if you go to the United Way of Adams County website, one of the first things you'll see in our header is Dolly Parton Imagination Library. You click on that, and it takes you right to the registration page. The registration is honestly super simple. It is just your name, kid's name, birthday, contact information, and address. They'll verify your address to make sure you're in the county. And then as long as that's all good, within the next month, you'll get a book in the mail.
Well, how do you sign up for a Braille book or a bilingual book? There must be some way to do that.
There's options on there when you're going through the sign up.
Okay, great. So bottom line, there's no reason for everyone not to sign up for this. All you have to do is live in Adams County. It's free of charge. You're not going to be asked for any kind of, I mean, as long as you live here, that's all they're asking. So, you know, if you as an adult are struggling with your literacy, let's face it, these are books that you should be able to read to your children because they're at that age level that even parents who aren't that literate. And the more you read with your kids, the more literate you become. Don't be embarrassed by that. You know, we all had things that happened to us in our childhood that perhaps were not something we could control, but you certainly don't want to pass it down through generations. The bottom line is to increase literacy skills, which will not show up until a few years in standardized testing. Do you have any data from other Dolly Parton Imagination Library towns that have been doing this for, you know, years, how their test scores have significantly changed?
So I haven't really looked at that yet, but I know we had a local doctor who had mentioned that there was a program very similar to this that they were doing, and he had said that they had seen success in pediatrics very quickly.
Well, I knew for a couple of years the Adams County Health Department tried to give books to children, especially in disadvantaged homes, because it's harder for them maybe to get to the library. And there's nothing like a book to hold in your hand. And this is the other thing. There's nothing wrong with technology. But for a child to actually turn the pages and read a book and see the pictures and feel the little caterpillar with their little fuzzy finger and to, you know, we've all seen books where the wool on the sheep is soft. And so they're going to work with kids, and it's also teaching them something. In addition to teaching them to read, the books are about things like The Little Engine That Could or something like that that teaches a lesson in life. So it's critically important. So this is all courtesy of your Adams County United Way. Just one of the great reasons why you should support the United Way, which leads us into our next segment, which is, how are things going?
Good. This is my first campaign, and honestly, I've been really enjoying it because of the people I've gotten to meet through it. I've gotten to meet tons of great local business owners. We're currently in our United Way Wednesdays, so next or tomorrow night, if you are out and about looking for somewhere to eat, highly recommend the Abbey. That is our United Way Wednesday location tomorrow. But it's really cool to get to meet all these people who have put their heart and soul into our community and want to partner with us and give back. I know there's a lot of businesses who they work with us not just during the campaign time, and it's not just a, here, we're going to send you a check and then we'll talk to you again next year. There's a lot of great ones who they show up to our Day of Caring. They invite us out to their events. I know any one of the businesses that we work with, we'd love to come to your events and kind of talk more and show your employees and your team kind of what we're working for and what their donation is going to. We just went to the Knapp-Eyed Picnic this past weekend, and all of the employees would walk past, and they're like, oh, yeah, you guys speak here once a year. Yeah, you guys speak here. Oh, I was at your Day of Caring. I have your T-shirt. So it's really nice to kind of get to know people in the community who have been involved with the United Way throughout the past and are still involved now.
Well, the great thing is the big companies like Soybean and Knapp-Eyed and Blessing Hospital, they are great supporters and always have been of the United Way. But Katie Kimber, one of the things you're really trying to do this year is reach down to the 20-somethings, to the people who have their own businesses, who work at home on a remote site from maybe a corporation in San Francisco, who are in a very small business that, you know, doesn't have 400 employees. Those people need to be part of our community as well. How are you reaching them?
So we're building more of a presence on social media because I know with my generation, the 20-year-olds, we're always on social media. So you see kind of we're trying to express more of what we're doing throughout social media. I don't want it to just be like a, oh, okay, happy Monday, happy Tuesday, but this is what we're doing in the community. And hopefully they see that and they want to get involved. And if it is a business that's remote, I know that for a couple businesses we're doing, we have a video this year, and it's more so what we do at the United Way. We have several of our amazing partners who gave statements on the impact that the United Way has, but it's all virtual. So you can access it at any time. It's on our YouTube channel. And that is something that we can send to remote workers. And then we've talked about having a office hours for remote workers where they can just ask any questions that they have about either where their money's going to or how do I get involved with the United Way or what volunteer opportunities do you guys have coming up. So we're trying to make it so we're here in person because nothing is ever going to take that part of the relationship away. But also, I mean, I go to school online. You can really connect with people over Zoom or over our office teams. And so we're trying to have that option as well, because I know there are a lot of remote workers as well.
Okay. Well, the goal this year is not a monetary goal. It is a connection goal, the United Way. The problem with the United Way, and always will be, is sometimes it's hard to see the results the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way with this Dolly Parton Imagination Library. 5 years from now, hopefully test scores at all the schools in Adams County for reading will go up in that third grade level when they first take that first real standardized test to test their comprehension. We'll know then, but you have to give now. So just take it on faith that it's worked every other community Dolly Parton has been in. It's going to work in ours. Sign your child up for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library Free Book Club. It's every month a book to your home for all the children in your home, 5 years up until their fifth birthday. So the birth, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the day they turn 5, they get their last book, and that's their going away party. So there's so much to do with the United Way. If someone wants to contact you, make a donation, or just learn more, how can they get in touch with you?
So you can either call our office. The number is 217-222-5020. Or if you go to our website, you'll be able to see kind of, you can donate there. You can see kind of what we're up to, what we're working on. Or if you go to our Facebook page, just the United Way of Adams County, you can see where we're at during the day. I mean, we're always out and about somewhere at different locations or different events, so you can see where we're at.
Go to the Abbey tomorrow night.
Yeah, go to the Abbey tomorrow night.
There'll be people there you can ask about.
Yeah.
You can have a Bloomin' Onion and help the United Way. I think that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so very much,
yeah,
Katie Kimber. Coming up, we'll talk with the Quincy Symphony about their new season and also the Teresa Adams home. But first, we have to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what's happening in your farm markets. Jane Paulette joins me today on the Mary Griffith Show with excitement in her voice as the Quincy Symphony Orchestra is opening their season with a show they are calling Natural Wonders. It is this Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Quincy Junior High Morrison Theater. Let's pack the place because it's going to be a wide range of things that are going to be played. And Jane Paulette, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Back again, and I'm so excited. And, you know, people say, oh, well, the symphony, that's all stuff from the 1700s or 1800s. Oh, no, my friend. A brand new composer has Fanfare Solaris, a bright and celebratory work. And actually, we're into fall now, and it feels like fall today. But this is going to bring us right back to summer picnic time. Tell us about this piece.
Yes, well, it's by Roger Zare, and we all met Roger because he came and wrote Luminous Synchrony. I don't know if you remember, for our anniversary year. He's a young, vibrant composer. And so it's fun to have music that's just been written. It was written in 2020 and premiered in 2021. And now we get to perform it. It's very short. It's about 4 minutes long. And it just kind of goes really quickly and, like you said, celebratory. And he wrote it, he said, for the anniversary of the end of seasonal affective disorder. Like, he, I guess, suffers from that. And he's like, you know, okay, Solaris, that's the sun. So we're having this exciting kind of opening of our season with the sun, and that's part of our Natural Wonders theme.
The Natural Wonder of the Sun, which I have seasonal affective disorder, and let me tell you, we're heading into it now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upping my medication because I'll be Crabby Appleton if I'm not. But, you know, it is amazing. So if you want a 4-minute symphonic piece, you know, and
it goes like the wind.
The kids always get in free, so they can be a little bit noisy before it starts. Then they can shh for 4 minutes, and then they can, you know, they can jump up and cheer. It'll be great. So that is something to look forward to, a piece that's never been heard before in Quincy, and that is always great. And then The Lark Ascending. And while it may not be a new piece, it is a beloved piece.
Well, it was written 100 years earlier than Roger Zare's piece, which I didn't even realize that till I was putting together the notes. It was written in 1920. Roger Zare's is in 2020. But that, the piece Lark Ascending, for those of you who aren't familiar, I'm a violinist, so of course I was familiar with it. It's a piece for violin and orchestra. It's British, so it's kind of emotes the kind of lush beauty of the British countryside. You can just kind of think about that. And the violin is the lark. Larks have an interesting way of protecting their territory. They fly directly vertically, which I didn't know, and then they also fly down. So they go up and down in these vertical patterns, and the lark ascending is a depiction of the lark's beauty and the beauty of the British countryside.
Okay, so looking very much forward to that.
One thing the Lark Ascending, too, is there's this Classic FM. It's 200,000 subscribers to classical music. Every year they do a Hall of Fame vote for what's the favorite piece of classical music. And of the last 22 years, The Lark Ascending has been in the top three every year. And for 12 of those years, it was the first place. So, in fact, throughout the pandemic years, Lark Ascending was number one. The second piece is sometimes the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto, which we performed on our anniversary year, yes, and the 75th anniversary. So we're kind of going to that. This is kind of a public, a popular piece with the public.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. But, you know, again, you've got it all. Fanfare Solaris, which is brand new, very bright, very, summer bursting forth on the scene. Then The Lark Ascending, again, you know, just the beauty of the violin depicting the lark. And again, yes, it's old, but it's a favorite. And who doesn't want a classical favorite? Fill out the rest of the program then for us, if you don't mind.
Well, we will have a guest artist playing violin. His name's Alex Malamare. He's Romanian, but he's been here in the United States for quite a while. And actually, he got his master's degree at Western Illinois University, which is how we met him. And he played in the Quincy Symphony while he was a student there. So he was just a wonderful musician to have added to our orchestra. He's gone on and won competitions and gotten his doctoral degree now from the University of Illinois. And he's a professor at Marshall University out in West Virginia now.
The thundering herd.
Yeah, we asked him, said, come on. Well, we said, come on back and be our soloist for this gorgeous work. So we know how beautifully he plays. So I'm so excited. And our first rehearsal with him is tonight. So I'm very excited about that.
So the Quincy Symphony is the farm team for those who go on to get their doctorates in violin and come back and perform.
Right.
Now, the next piece, and I love the notes you send because, you know, it is difficult for me as an announcer to really understand everything there is to know about symphonic music. That is not a medium I have studied in college or anything. I know most of what I know from you, Jane Paulette. But Symphony No. 9, The New World, I hadn't thought about it, but you say that everybody claims this.
Yes.
You know, Europeans claim it. Native Americans claim it. Black folk claim it. Everybody thinks it's about them. And that's part of the beauty of the universality of music. So go into a little bit more depth about why everyone claims the New World Symphony.
Well, this is written by Antonin Dvorak, and he's known now for the way he went around the then Czechoslovakia, but now the Czech Republic, gathering folk tunes and then putting those into his classical music. So when people hear this classical music by him, they think, oh, that's our national music. That's our... You know, it's kind of like when we think about Aaron Copland and we hear that music, we're like, oh, that's American music. Well, Antonin Dvorak came over to New York City to run the National Conservatory back around the turn of the century, which the little bit of trivia is he was at the Prague Conservatory making $1,500 a year back then. And we brought him over and gave him $15,000, 10 times his salary that he was making in Prague.
Welcome to America!
Yeah.
America's been very, very good to me.
And it was like a princely sum. So he came over with his 7 kids and his wife, and he worked in New York, and he wrote this symphony. And basically, he listened to the music around him, which there was quite a lot of African-American music going on there. And also the American jazz and all the scene that was going on.
The Native American Northeast tribes, the Mohicans, the Mohawks, everybody up there. Before they had casinos, they had musical genres, which he became aware of.
Right. And so he just kind of said, I want to make an American music, just like I've made a Czech music, you know, a national art. So that was kind of one of his, when he said the symphony from the New World, he's talking about, you know, the United or the North America, the New World. And he set about doing that. And so that's why we hear this music. People just love this symphony. I mean, it's unbelievable that it's written 130 years ago, but it still just resonates with us. When we hear this music, we just feel like this is American music.
And well, it is. It's like you said, the Symphony from the New World, Symphony number 9. So this is just a brief of what's going to happen on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Morrison Theater. What is the more amazing thing is how incredibly inexpensive a season ticket is. This is just the first of 10 concerts. Some of them are musical with the chorus. Some of them are symphonic. There's a children's adaptation. But you can get a season ticket for $70 if you're an adult, $60 if you're a senior, which is what, 60 and older?
62. Mm-hmm.
62 and older.
I don't know. That's a tradition. I don't know where it came from.
That's okay. I'm older, so I won't dispute it. That sounds great. $60 for 10, that's $6. You can't go to a movie for that. Mm-hmm. You're going to see live entertainment that's being brought right to your shores. How can we get these season tickets, and how can we get a ticket to the Sunday show? And I guess we went to the Sunday show, and afterwards we decided we wanted to convert to a season ticket. We could, right?
That's right. You can. If you come to the Sunday show, at the door, the prices are $15 or $18 for a ticket. So it's quite a bit more than buying a season ticket. And if you come and you decide, gosh, I want to go to some of the other shows, you can see the folks at the desk on the way out, and they'll convert your ticket. They'll put your $18 towards.
Yeah, you know, like you said, $18, and you can get in for $7 every show if you buy a season ticket. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yes.
Also, if you've never been a Symphony member, they have a buy one, get one free. So absolutely, you know, think about doing it. It truly is a great value and a great bargain. And we'll be talking about the Quincy Symphony Orchestra and the Quincy Symphony Chorus for out these 10 things. So get out, get your tickets, and mark your calendar for Sunday afternoon at 2:30. You know, if your husband's watching the Bears on TV, maybe you can go to the symphony, or maybe you can both go to the symphony.
So our website is qsoa.org. And if you go on the internet and you type in Quincy Symphony Orchestra, be careful to make sure you get the Illinois Quincy Symphony Orchestra, because there is a similar orchestra in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And they have a similar season. And we've had people, you know, buy tickets to the Massachusetts Orchestra by mistake. And vice versa. So
be careful. Unless you really want to go out to Quincy, Mass, make sure you buy from Quincy.
We have Illinois right there on the front page of our website.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so very much. Coming up, we'll talk about the Teresa Adams Home. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Shelley Steinkamp joins me with Teresa Adams Home, the Bar Olympics coming up at the dock this Saturday, cornhole, pool, darts, bottle strike, quarters, golf, washers, beer pong, ladder golf, and even a-hole, which I'd never heard of until I went last year, and it's a lot of fun. It's the kind of game it's easy to play, it's hard to master. Ladder golf would be another one that I would say anybody can do it, but don't expect to be the Tiger Woods of ladder golf after just a couple of throws. The most important thing about this is that you can still register. There'll be food served all day long. They have a 50-50 raffle. They've got everything that's going on, but the most important thing is that it helps make affordable lodging available for those who seek medical care in the Quincy area or those who are visiting Quincy to visit someone who's at Chaddock or the Veterans Home or somebody who's getting care. So Shelley Steinkamp, tell us a little bit about the Teresa Adams Home and why it's so important that the Bar Olympics help sponsor this.
Well, it helps to offset all the cost of the Teresa Adams House. And since we have our beautiful new building and we're at capacity a lot of the times, which is wonderful, but we have beautiful rooms for people and we charge a minimal amount. So this helps offset those costs. And for those that can't afford even the $30 a night, we supplement that. So we can take care of that. So it helps for that too. But we do get a lot of wonderful donations from the community, you know, for food products and drink products and toiletries and that sort of thing, which we're always looking for. So we truly appreciate that as well. But this Bar Olympics is kind of a fun awareness of the Teresa Adams House while everyone is having so much fun. And we have some great sponsors, and it's always at the dock. And I don't know how many years I've been involved in it, probably 10 or so years. And we just have a great time. Everybody's happy. The food is great. Registration starts around noon, but please come at 11:30. So we start talking about the different games so you can kind of scope out. But then it actually starts at 12:30. But the fun thing is you can go at your own pace. You walk around. You do things at your own pace. If you want to play a few games, then get a sandwich. There's no rush, you know. And we're usually over by 4:30. So there's plenty of time to get on to your next event. But and the weather.
There's a lot to do on Saturday.
Well, there is.
But also, a lot of this is indoors. So we don't know what the weather's going to be on Saturday. But hopefully it'll be good because there's so many events on Saturday. But again, this is something that you can stop by, have a beverage, have a sandwich, support the Teresa Adams Home, play a few games. You don't have to spend the whole day.
Right. And it is the garage, you know, they have the garage. You feel like you're outside.
Yeah.
But you are protected from the sun and the rain and that sort of thing. And I do want to call attention our great sponsors. And, of course, the doc, Denise, is just great to work with every year. And Tony over at Hallbrook Beverage Company, anything I ask for, signs and that sort of thing, he's always right there. WGM, First Bankers Trust Company, Emerald City Jewelries, Quincy Recycle, TI Trust. And, of course, we couldn't do a lot without Mary Griffith and her show.
I thank you.
And the higher-ups thereafter.
Well,
but
you know how I feel about it because I've had to use something like the Teresa Adams House in Chicago. And I will tell you this, they keep it very affordable, but when you have a loved one who's critically ill and you are called, they're in the hospital, get here, mm-hmm. you just grab and go.
Right.
And the fact that when that nurse or that social worker, after you initially arrive and you see your loved one and you're they're going to make it probably, you hope so, you know, after that initial adrenaline rush is over, then it's like, oh God, we've got to go find a hotel room at midnight. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare. I'm not familiar with the area. When that social worker can say, hey, guess what? We have a place here in Quincy. It's called the Teresa Adams House. Somebody mm-hmm. said that to my family up in Chicago. We have
right.
this place. Oh, you just can't put into words what a relief it is. And mm-hmm. this is very close to the campus of Blessing, which many people are visiting Blessing, especially
right.
the emergency room if there's been a horrible accident. But if you're at the Illinois Veterans Home visiting somebody, mm-hmm. at Chaddock visiting somebody, if you're receiving care from Quincy Medical Group or any doctor,
right.
and they say, you know what, you're really not supposed to drive after this. You know, you can take transport to the Teresa Adams House, spend the night there, and the next day, when you're recovered from your outpatient surgery, you can be on your merry way. It serves so many people.
Right. You can stop in, and if you just need a place to rest your eyes before you go on after a treatment, you can have a shower or you can just rest there. I want to have another shout out for our volunteers. I just can't say enough about them. They are just the most wonderful people, hardworking, warm. We get so many compliments on how welcome people feel when they come to the Teresa Adams House, and that is so important to us. And we're always looking for volunteers. So no matter what your age is, you know, please give us a call, and we would love to, you know, there's a little bit of training, but you're going to love it. You're going to meet a whole new community of friends. And whether you can give us 2 hours a week or 4 hours a week or whatever you can do, we really appreciate it.
It's like working at a hotel, a very upscale hotel. It's a very nice hotel. So you help check people in. You make sure they have what they need. There's refrigerator there. There's snacks. There's food. Because, again, this is a different kind of person. They're not on vacation. Probably something has happened to bring them here.
Right.
And they're under a little bit of duress when they first arrive. So you show them the comfortable room. It's all the Teresa Adams home is brand new. The rooms are a high quality, just like any almost luxury hotel you would stay at. And then after they can get relaxed and decompress and feel that loving envelopment around them that everything's going to be okay, then they can take a nap, then they can relax, and they can put all their attention and focus on helping their loved one get better. Or if it's them having outpatient surgery, they can focus all their attention on making sure they're ready for the surgery, and then for the outpatient recovery, which, again, could be an overnight stay at the Teresa Adams House. It's
like
so
concierge
great.
Treatment.
It is. It's concierge. Yeah. It's just everything you need.
We recommend restaurants.
Yes.
We're there to talk. If you just need a shoulder to cry on, we are there for that. Like I said, we can recommend restaurants or any kind of services that you
may need. How many people have had their
need.
First maid right, do you think, because they've stayed at the Teresa Adams home?
That's funny. And you know, I had a gentleman there, and I told him lots of places, and he's like, wow, you have lots of choices in Quincy. You know, and if it is late at night or dark and you don't want to walk, we have security. The security from Blessing will transport you over to the house, you know. We're not going to let you walk in the dark in an unfamiliar place. But it is a beautiful, safe campus.
It's a safe campus.
And it's patrolled constantly. So, in the rooms, you're right. But I want to say it's like concierge because our people, our volunteers, are trained and they're helpful. And they all know the area and they know all the facilities. And if they don't know, they will find out for you.
It's a great place, but it needs your help, folks. And what better way to help out than eat fantastic food? What's on the menu?
Oh, we always have pork, the pork sandwiches, and they are delicious. In fact, a lot of people get one, and then they come back, and they have to have another one.
Or take it's one just, home. It's like, I'm on my way out.
And we have a double. A lot of the guys get doubles. I haven't seen a lady do it yet, but, hey, I might do it this year, you know. And I'll be working in the beer pong. So we have each game is sponsored by someone as well. And so a lot of those sponsors will be there, too. And it's fun.
It's fun. You have to complete all 10 games to be eligible for the prizes. But if you get there and you only do 8, you're like, it's just a contribution to the Teresa Adams home. How much does it cost to get in?
It is $40 per team of 2. So just $20 a person. So very, very reasonable.
And
for a whole day of that.
Monday. Greg and I went, and I had never heard of some of these games. I had never even seen ladder golf or A-hole. And, it was fun. It was fun. And also at the dock, you know, they have darts and they have virtual golf and they have some things at the dock that make it. And of course, they have a big cornhole place there at the dock. So it's a great place to have it. And their hospitality is great. So you can get, you can buy food, you can have drinks. There's a 50-50 raffle, but all of it helps with those who need a place to stay in Quincy while they are seeking medical care or while they are visiting a loved one. And if you've ever had anybody in a crisis situation and you've had to go, you will always have a warm spot in your heart for that clinical person, that social worker at the hospital who will say, we've got you covered. We've got the Teresa Adams home. So this is the kind of thing that definitely $40 to spend a little while at the dock. Get there at 11:30 noon. Play as long as you want. All the games will be over about 4:30, and then you can move on. And there's lots of other things to do that day. So have your pork sandwich and move along. But do be as generous as you can. For more information, do you have a website?
We do. If you just go on to the Teresa Adams House, we have a Facebook page. So please check out our Facebook page, Teresa Adams. It'll pop right up, and there's all kinds of information on there, as well as our wish list for all those toiletries that I talked about that we need, shampoo, conditioners, food products, anything, water, bottled water, okay. Soda.
We got to go. Thank you very much, Shelley Steinkamp.
Thanks.